What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the Lions Edge Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. And today is my 29th birthday. Crazy, right? 29. You know, there's a photo of me on Facebook that I took 9 years ago, and it's me doing a pose. I got some short shorts on. I'm outside at my the house I pretty much grew up with my parents and my brother. And I'm posing, and the caption pretty much went, today's my 20th birthday. You know, when you cross over from 19 to 20, it's like, damn, I'm 20 now. And I said, you know, today marks, I got 10 years to make my dreams come true. You know where you'll find me today. And I was implying that you'll find me in the gym working on my dreams. And at that moment, my dream was to become Mr. Olympia. My dream was bodybuilding. There is nothing that can really stop me from attempting to be, you know, the world's best bodybuilder. That's what initially motivated me to drop out of college and pursue that, you know, that crown. And I look at it now, and like when I think about it, you know, when I look at it, I'm like, part of me is kind of like, ah, man, like that was a dream of mine back then. Like you couldn't have paid me enough money in the world, a billion trillion dollars, to like stop going towards that dream, you know, because it was, to me, what that meant was I get to work out every day, I get to eat the way I want to eat, and I get to build something that I'm very, very, very proud of. That, to me, is what that meant. Looking back at it now, that's what I meant by I have 10 years to chase after my dream, you know, which essentially is become the best bodybuilder that I could ever be. And it wasn't, and then the funny part is, I wasn't thinking, I can't wait to step on stage. It was more like, I can't wait for my next workout, you know, I can't wait for my next meal. Like, I eat every 3 hours, you know, I'm doing what I love to do. And I think a lot of people find a passion and love in working out, you know. They don't have to take it to the extremes where I did, but there is a passion you find for working out because of how it makes you feel. And when you see progress in the gym, you feel like your life has more purpose, or you feel stronger, you feel happier, you feel that what you're doing is working, and like there's nothing better than seeing improvements and seeing results, whatever it might be. If you want to even lose 10 pounds and you finally lose the 3 pounds, 4 pounds, like, oh my God, I'm getting closer to my goal. Or if you're like me and you were skinny and you wanted to get bigger, you start looking in the mirror, you start putting on some different shirts, like any shirt you put on, you start making it fits nice and tight, you know, you feel good. And that's what ultimate bodybuilding gave me. It gave me a sense of satisfaction from all the work that I put in when nothing else in your life might work out, you know, like relationships. You can't control the other person. That you can't control whether they do you wrong, cheat on you, mistreat you. Like you can't. You can always walk away. That's what you can control. So, but when it comes to bodybuilding, if you learn how it works, you can get exactly what you want. And a lot of people just never figure it out, because you never spend the time or the money to get someone to teach you. I've always had coaches. I've always had somebody kind of hold me accountable, teach me the ways, make it so I can get to where I wanted to go faster. And so as I look at that photo now and I think about what my goals are and what my dreams are now, it's different. And it's not that I'm not excited to say it, but sometimes in life, yeah, you sometimes you don't lose the spark, but that excitement it's not always there, because, you know, on TikTok Live, someone was like, oh, kind of like, they were saying how they missed kind of like being careless as a child, and how they missed the nostalgia of, like, it's of like, you know, when you were a kid, you really didn't have any worries. Now as an adult, you have not more worries, but you have more responsibilities. As a kid, you didn't really have much responsibility. Hey, be a kid, live your life, don't die. But now as you get older, you have responsibilities, you have bills, you have commitments and things like that, right? So sometimes it can feel like, obviously, going from nothing to a shit ton of stuff can seem like a lot. And you'd be like, damn, life isn't as fun. But then I told the guy, I was like, no, bro, you're not that good at life then, you know? Because the better you get at being you, the easier things become. When you get stronger, the 10 pounds don't feel as heavy. But you're not that strong, 10 pounds still feel kind of heavy, you know? So it's the same thing with life. If you're always like struggling physically with confidence or with jobs, you're just not that good then. You know, don't blame anybody but yourself. I'm not saying, oh, life, like, it's harder. I'm like, yeah, it's harder because life is like, you're meant to get better. And if you don't get the fucking, if you don't get the notice that you're supposed to get better, then life is definitely going to be much harder. So ultimately, what I'm trying to say in this podcast today, as I turn 29 and I look back at that photo, the dream, it's not that my dream died, because I'm not trying to be Mr. Olympia no more. I learned what it took, and it wasn't something I was willing to put online. Because when it comes to becoming Mr. Olympia, there's a lot of like drugs involved, steroids. And when I started taking steroids, prepping for my second show, I just started realizing, like, man, like, this is the dark side of this sport. This is the dark side that a lot of people don't see. The injections, the orals, and it all fucks with your system, all fucks with your kidneys, your heart. And it's almost like, man, it made me realize, like, I love bodybuilding. I don't love competing. I don't love the aspect of stepping on stage and, like, getting diced, and like 4 weeks out you're dying, and like you get to step on stage and present a great package. That's phenomenal, but it made me realize this isn't what I want to be doing for the next 10 years, because that's what I looked at it as. I'm like, if I want to be one of the best bodybuilders in the entire world, I have to do this for the next 10 years easily, for sure. And I'm like, am I really going to take steroids for the next 10 years? And I'm like, I really don't want to do that shit. So, you know, I decided to, like, pursue other things, you know, pursue business and create a lifestyle. To me, it's all about lifestyle. What lifestyle are you living? What makes you, and what is that lifestyle producing you, you know? And so, what am I doing today for my birthday? I'm working on these Facebook ads. I'm working on my business. There's certain goals that I have for my business that I want to do. I'm moving to Miami in a couple months. So I'm countdown. There's a countdown. There's urgency. And I'm okay with that. Like, what if I were asked, what else would you love to do if like nothing else mattered, you know? Like, I just want to figure this out, man. I'm running these Facebook ads, and I'm learning more about writing copy. And the only thing that intrigues me right now is figuring this out. And this is a sequence in my business that I could hire somebody to kind of teach me and pay them like $5,000. Or I do trial and error and I find out myself and I just learn more, you know? And that's what excites me now. And I'm like, I can crack this. I know I can crack this. And, you know, my family said happy birthday to me, my mother, my father. My mom, like, I have this car. I'm trying to get a new car. My mom's trying to help me. But part of me doesn't want to accept her help. She's like, just fucking let me help you. She's like, it's your birthday. I'm like, no. And it's almost like I don't really want the help, because I'm like, I need to do this myself. Like, I take pride in trying to do things myself. And maybe there's a time in your life where people are trying to help you out. Like, I just don't really believe in handouts. And my mom's not trying to give me a handout. She's just trying to be like, yo, let me help you out, dude. Like, it's your birthday, like, and she's never had it like that. She's just now been able to get herself in a better financial position where she's like, yo, I have money, I can help you out. And I'm like, I can do this myself, you know? So it's not easy to say no, but you can do it. You don't always need people's help. You can do it. If you put your mind to it, you can do it, and you'll be more fucking proud of yourself than if somebody helps you out. That's what I believe. So, with that being said, here's 29. Thank you, God. Let's make this another great year. Thank you for listening.